Today, Radha Mohan Prabhu and Preeti Mataji are coming together to take lifelong vows of dedication to the principles of the Grihastha Ashram. According to the Vedic scriptures, there are two categories, essentially, of those who are in the household stage of life. Grihamedi is when a man and woman come together for marriage to live for the purpose of satisfying their material concerns. When people are on the misconception that I am this body and those things in relationship to this body are mine, then they live for the purpose of sense gratification. And the center of their marriage is their sense gratification. Of course, in Kali Yuga, even the concept of Grihamedi is quite advanced. In the Western world, generally, people don't even bother with the formality of marriage. Grihamedi lifestyle of family life is compared by Prahlad Maharaj to a dark well, where people are essentially living simply to satisfy their selfish desires. But what is repeatedly recommended in the scriptures is the Grihastha Ashram. It means the home becomes an ashram, where the husband and wife specifically live together to jointly serve the Supreme Lord. Because human life is meant for self-realization. And our family life should facilitate our spiritual progress in life. And that can be when the husband and the wife together agree on the principle that together we will serve Lord and we will encourage one another on the path of bhakti. Of course, in this age of Kali, this is very rare. Even in this great nation of India, these spiritual principles are practically forgotten. When people try to find match for their son or daughter, they are thinking about how much money the person makes, what kind of house they live in, what is their caste, what is their community, what is their physical features. Whether they are actually dedicated to the path of dharma is not even a concern. Although our spirituality is the topmost concern of life. Today's marriage is very special because the number one concern that brought these two people together was their mutual desire to dedicate their lives to serving Krishna. And therefore, Radha Mohan Prabhu and Preeti Devi are setting an example that we are hoping the whole world will follow. And those who are assembled here together will get great spiritual inspiration if we deeply appreciate the mood of devotion in which they are taking their vows today. We are the eternal soul. This body is only a temporary covering. The real purpose of life is to realize our spiritual essence. And in this age of Kali, the means by which this can be perfectly achieved is through chanting the names of God. In every great scripture of the world, this is emphasized. So together, when we plan our life in such a way to facilitate the chanting of the name of God and giving the charity of the name of God to others, that is Grihastha Ashram. If a child in the family becomes a pure lover of Krishna, then 10 generations past and 10 generations in future of all ancestors and forefathers are liberated. Parents and relatives should be most happy and proud when they see their children surrendering to Krishna, because then everyone shares the spiritual wealth of that treasure. If your children make lots of money, you may die and go to hell and you won't see a penny of it. Hare Krishna. But if your children become great devotees of Krishna, not only you will be liberated, but your grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-great, 10 times. Grandmothers too, and aunts and uncles too, brothers and sisters. That is the promise of Krishna. When one surrenders to Krishna, Krishna gives his great love and mercy to all those related to that person. So please do offer your deep appreciation to these two wonderful devotees of the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was marrying his eternal consort Vishnupriya in Navadvip, it was a glorious festival. At that time, many of the very senior devotees, including the mother of Murari Gupta, personally instructed Lord Chaitanya and Vishnupriya in the duties and responsibilities of family life in the service of God. So the Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya in the role of a devotee to teach us how to live. So although he is the knower of everything, it was an essential part of his marriage ceremony that the older senior grihasthas instructed he and his wife in the necessary understandings of how to live together in Krishna service. This is a very important part of culture, is that people get proper training. People must be educated and given guidance of how to live properly in all of the ashrams. And if we are humble and eager to seek guidance and direction from senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, then we will certainly follow the proper path back home, back to Godhead. So, Radha Mohan Prabhu, you are taking a vow today to protect Priti for the rest of your life, to protect her physically by providing the necessities and the comforts of life. That means with responsibility and honesty to earn a necessary livelihood. And you are also taking the vow to protect her emotionally by giving her appreciation, encouragement, and affection. And spiritually, you are taking the vow to protect her by being a first-class example of a devotee of the Lord, by performing your sadhana properly, by following regulative principles, and giving all facility to your good wife to make spiritual progress. And Priti Mataji, you are taking vow today to assist your husband under all circumstances, whether it's in good times or difficult times. You should always remain chaste and faithful to helping him in his devotional service. Together you should be very eager to serve the Lord's devotees, to be charitable to the fallen, poor souls of this world, and to make your home a very spiritual place, acknowledging that Krishna is the proprietor of everything you have, and utilizing everything according to his desires. So please take this very seriously. And if you do, your lives will be perfect. In marriage, two bodies become as if one in the service of God and humanity. And always keep the holy name of Krishna in your hearts. On this very auspicious day, I would like to pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and all of our previous acharyas, that they may shower their most auspicious blessings on both of you, that you may live happily together in the loving service of Sri Krishna. I would like everybody assembled here today to also offer their heartfelt blessings to Sri Radha Mohan Prabhu and Preeti Mataji. Let us pray that Krishna's blessings be upon them by raising our arms very high and loudly crying out Hari Bol.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Much louder, please.
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Thank you very much.